Hare Krishna. Don't resolve what you will not fall for. Resolve what you will stand for. When we strive to live a principle-centered life of devotion, often we have to battle intensely against temptations. These temptations come from provocations from outside, these temptations come from agitations coming from the impressions that we have ourselves, impressions from within which have come from what we have indulged in the past. And this battle can be quite demanding and draining. And sometimes we find ourselves repeatedly slipping and falling, and we can become very disheartened by such slips and falls. So Krishna anticipates this difficulty, and he phrases it thus in Bhagavad Gita 2.16. He states, yatato hi api kaunteya purushasya vipaschitaha indriyani pramathini haranti prasabham manaha. He says, yatato hi api kaunteya, that one who endeavors, that person who endeavors, purushasya vipaschitaha, person, there's endeavor also and there is intellectual determination also. But still, indriyani pramathini, the senses are so powerful, haranti prasabham manaha, they drag away the mind. Senses are extremely powerful and we need to be extremely careful. So now, when we, Krishna says that the senses can really drag us away. But the next verse, what does he say? He says, focus on me. Tani sarvani sanyamya yukta sita matparaha vashehi yasse indriyani tasya pragya pratishtitaha. So he says that tani sarvani sanyamya, among all these, our senses, you just restrain them and focus on yukta asita matparaha. Focus your consciousness on me. And by this, one who does this focusing of consciousness on me, vashehi yasse indriyani tasya pragya pratishtitaha. When you control the senses like this, such a person is well situated. And again Krishna in the next verse 2.62 says that when we don't do this, dhyayato vishayan pumsa sangasteshu pajayate sangat sanjayate kama kamat krodhavyate. He gives that in 2.62 and 63. He gives a sequence by which we fall for the lower temptations. And it all begins with contemplation and ends in 2.63d, last line of 2.63, that pranashyati means there is degradation. So from contemplation to degradation. So here, there are so many different sense objects in this world. And if we focus too much, okay, I will not do this. I will not do that. I will not do that. Then, such a resolution not to do something also involves contemplating on that thing. And sometimes that contemplation can also trigger the desire and cause fall. And actually, just not indulging in something doesn't really purify us. What purifies us is focusing on Krishna. Yes, indulging in temptation degrades us. But not indulging in temptation in and of itself doesn't purify us much. It is connection with Krishna, it is contemplation with Krishna that purifies us. And to become purified thus, to move onwards towards Krishna, we need to focus on Him steadily. We need to resolve that we will stand for service to Krishna. We will stand for the principle of devotion to Krishna. So if we focus on what we stand for rather than what we will not fall for, so then what happens is even if we decide I will not fall for this or that or that, some other temptation may come up and that may knock us down. But if we focus on Krishna and we keep ourselves purposefully engaged in serving Him, then no matter what happens, we can move onwards in our journey towards Krishna. We can get purified by that contemplation and that connection, and thus we can move onwards and we can attain Krishna. So, if we resolve, what are we going to stand for? We are going to stand for the principle of devotion, and we are aspiring for pure devotion. That focus on what we stand for will purify, empower and uplift us. And then if we are standing for Krishna firmly, then we will not fall for other things. But if we just focus on what we will not fall for, then that negative contemplation on those objects themselves may trigger desire. There will be no substantial purification by that negative focus. There is a possibility of degradation. And more importantly, even if we don't fall for those things, we may end up falling for something else. But if you stay connected with Krishna and become increasingly absorbed in Him, relishing our connection with Him, then we will not fall for anything. And more importantly, we will march onwards and attain Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna.